About 35% of students in Sevastopol qualify for free or reduced lunch. In 2018, state test scores showed they scored more than 20 points lower than their peers. So Sevastopol officials decided to look for a solution. Over the last 8 years, they've done everything from providing students with free meals to putting staff through an intensive poverty simulation. Principal Aaron Hiltz believes giving all students a sense of belonging at school has improved academics.
I'm excited because I can take a look at other districts. They might have a 1 or 2% economically disadvantaged population, and we can go toe-to-toe with them with our achievement scores.
In 2025, the district's economically disadvantaged students scored the same on state exams as their classmates. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.